And now this, the music you listen to may be a clue to who you are.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord.
According to a study, people who like this music that you're hearing tend to identify with other people. They're empathetic, far more empathetic than people who like this.
So what's going on here? David Greenberg explains. He's lead researcher of the study that finds links between emotions and musical preferences.
Music is a medium that is highly emotional.
The study is published in the journal PLOS ONE, and it's based on a theory that says our style of thinking can generally be organized into two camps.
An empathizer, one camp, is interested in emotions and feelings. A systemizer is more analytical.
One example is if you have two individuals on a mountaintop. One who is an empathizer may be focusing more on the aesthetics of the scenery, whereas a systemizer may be wondering about how the mountain was formed over the period of thousands of years.
David Greenberg, I like that name, and his team gave 4,000 participants a test to determine which camp they belong to, and then they played them some music.
The empathizers tended to like mellow music, like R&B and soft rock. Systemizers gravitated toward more intense stuff like this band. Every day you cast away a
vagabond battle. Five-Finger Death Punch. So you could tell even the difference within the names of the artists and the titles of the songs.
Mr. Greenberg says the results could help streaming services match listeners with songs or improve music therapy or even help people learn more about themselves.
It's suggesting that there's aspects of the self and aspects of our, say, cognition that may be influencing our musical choices that we're unaware of. Working on a night move,
trying to make some front page driving news. Bob Seger's Night Moves. Steve, you like the song?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a good way to start
a work
day for
you. Makes me an empathizer, maybe?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Some high in the sky song. We were just young.